This is something I would have fought hard for at Cabinet to secure, and it was agreed by Cabinet in October 24 that that the rates would be applied retrospectively to anybody who was already in the scheme. And that did then require legislation to come in, and that legislation was passed at the end in December there, and then now Minister Brown has signed that into law. So it's going to the county. It's now the county council will be able to, and housing agency will be able to retrospectively apply the increased rates now, and obviously they will have a bit of work to do in relation to processing that. But I think it's going to be really important and welcome for the homeowners who have been waiting for this. We've seen exceptional progress under the scheme. There's now 288 houses completed, with 583 having work ongoing now at the moment. So there's massive work happening. It's a stressful and traumatic experience for people, but thankfully more and more people are exiting it now every week with their new home and being able to move into their new home. But this 10% was very much awaited. It did take longer than it should have, but it's really welcome that Minister Brown has now put the order into place, and I look forward to seeing that expedited and homeowners get the additional 10% that they very much need to finalise the scheme.
And the fact that you were in Cabinet when this was agreed does show exactly how slow this process can be. And I suppose a lot of people are going to be asking, is there no way this can be speeded up? Because it constantly seems to be a matter of waiting for decisions, waiting for commencements, waiting for things to be enacted. I mean, at the moment, there's a long wait for the review of IS 465. Everything seems to be taking an inordinately long amount of time.
It does, and that has been a big part of the frustration around this. It's a massive scheme. There's massive elements to it, whether that's in relation to the technical regulations, assessing this new science that the National Standards Authority are working on at the moment, or indeed bringing forward the initial legislation and the change the legislation to apply this 10%, and I very much feel people's frustration and also share it in relation to the time that has taken. But at the same time, we have seen massive work, and right throughout in each parish and town land now, we're seeing the actual results of this scheme actually in terms of new houses actually being rebuilt. And an important part of that was this additional 10% for those who had already been in the scheme in October of 2024 to ensure that they can get the additional 10%. I know it will be particularly welcome for many of those who are already completed, who particularly are waiting for this additional 10%, but it's also going to be important for the 583 who are currently ongoing work to know that the 10%, they'll get their updated grant award so that they'll be able to draw down and have the full benefit of the grant before they reach the end of their house building.